It's going to be fairly brief because my voice is not very good, nor the rest of me. And I'm sorry, I forgot, I should have read this longer passage from Luke because it gives a context. The Sadducees, who were the priestly class, the high priest and all the temple people, did not believe in the resurrection of the dead. And it came late into Judaism. It came at the same time that this first passage was written at the time of the Maccabees, which is about 150 years before Jesus. And so, if you remember, briefly to summarize what I didn't read, that the Sadducees come and say, well, there's something in Judaism called the Levirate Law, which means if somebody gets married and he dies, then the wife has to marry the brother. And so they go through the seven brothers and they all die, and the lady's left at the end. And they ask, who's she going to be married to? The pivot of this whole business is this thing of being people of the resurrection. What does that mean, to be people of the resurrection? It's the resurrection of the body always, huh? Because the Jews didn't know about souls. They figure if you had a person, you had to have a body person. So they've insisted that if there's a resurrection of the dead, and everybody but the Sadducees believed in that, then God would raise the body. Paul's questioned about this. He said, well, what does that mean? What kind of body do they have? Paul says, what's sown in corruption rises in corruption, blah, 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 and dithers and dithers and dithers and dithers. Can't come up with an answer. He said, oh, who can know the depth of the wisdom and the riches of the knowledge of God? So he just throws his hands up, which is probably a good idea. What does this resurrection mean? I mean, this is supposedly what we're all looking forward to. I think that to put this in the context of marriage is a good idea. Not everybody's married. I'm not married. But I know what marriage is supposed to do. And marriage is a school of life for most people. It means that you come to genuine intimacy with somebody. You come to really know who they are. And you come to really be who you are with them. And marriage is important because you can't do that with, you know, serially, I don't think. Like an affair here, an affair here, an affair here, an affair here. And it doesn't produce the durability that living side by side with somebody for a lot of years produces. But that's what marriage is supposed to be about, I think. The breaking down of the law of the borders of the ego and the capacity to entrust oneself to another person. Never works perfectly, of course. Never does. But that's what heaven, as you will, or being a children of the resurrection is, that we're supposed to come because we are known by God and know ourselves as God knows us. Then we will know everybody else as God knows everybody else. And there will be this massive infusion of transparency among us human beings, we who are so opaque and obtuse and resistant often enough to each other. That this whole thing is to open up, you know? And so everybody is altogether available to everybody else. And I think all of us, I suspect, have had some glimmer of what that is, those moments, transitory, for the most part, at least for me, where that really seems to have happened. That does, when it does happen, it does seem, yeah, that's what it's all about. That's what we're supposed to be doing. God illuminating all of us and our capacity to see everybody and ourselves as God sees us.